I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Every edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News contains a full page of cuffs and collars. Those are field reports from Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources game wardens. The latest edition contains some real doozies that I'll share with you when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Got some game warden reports here today from the latest edition of Cuffs and Collars. Back in December, the Spooner team reported that wardens Jesse Ashton of Luck and Aaron Kashakta of Amory received a complaint of a person on Big Blake Lake who was fishing with more than the legal number of lines. The wardens reported and confirmed the man had 9 lines deployed, 6 lines over the 3-line limit. The man also had a prior conviction from the previous winter for fishing with 8 lines. A citation was issued. Back in November, Warden Alex Brooks of Jefferson investigated a hunter harassment case. Brooks contacted the suspect who had been using his vehicle horn to harass hunters who were legally and lawfully hunting nearby. Finally, Warden Ryan Manns of Horicon and Brad Latza of Green Lake County investigated a large-scale baiting case between two counties. Two hunters had shot 9 turkeys and 4 bucks over bait in Dodge and Green Lake counties. Read complete Cuffs and Collars in every edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.